fleshlights, and especially onaholes feel amazing, even surpassing the feeling of a real vagina in some cases. But with the insane amount of pleasure comes one considerable drawback. They're a lot more work than using just your hand. Not only do you have to clean them after use, but you also need some sort of lubrication in order for it to feel pleasurable. For the sake of convenience, you may be wondering, can you just spit into your hand, coat your penis with it, and use the saliva itself as lube? This episode covers everything you need to know. Unfortunately, saliva should not be used as lube, neither for fleshlights as well as for Japanese onahole toys. This is because the type of material, as well as the contents of your saliva, can lead to the growth of bacteria, which can ultimately lead to infection, forcing you to throw away your toy much earlier. To better understand why this is the case, let's look at these toys in more detail. Although it's commonly believed that male sex toys are made out of silicone, they're actually usually made from a material called TPE, or thermoplastic elastomer. This provides a much softer and more natural feel than silicone, making it a prime choice. Unfortunately, it's not perfect. The reason you clean your toys is to prevent the growth of harmful bacteria. However, TPE itself is porous in nature, meaning it has very tiny pores that bacteria can start to grow in. This means that even if you fully clean your fleshlight or onahole after each use, you can't actually get it 100% clean all the time. While your toy can last for years and probably fall apart before this becomes an issue, if you follow the advice I lay out a little later on, it's important to understand that you can't get all of the bacteria out just by cleaning it. And this leads me to my second point. Unlike water-based lube, which is what you're supposed to use with onaholes and fleshlights, saliva contains a lot of bacteria already. In other words, if you force spit into the deep crevices of your toy, you are deliberately introducing a lot of bacteria into an environment where it can nest itself and grow. Fleshlights and onaholes are the perfect breeding ground for bacteria. It's dark, it's tight, and unless you're really good about drying your toys, it's moist. Lube and body fluids left inside the toy can provide nutrients for bacteria to rapidly multiply, to the point where visible mold starts to grow. Anyway, the best thing you can do is to avoid introducing a ton of bacteria in the first place. And since your saliva is full of it, you don't want to force it up inside of there. So, how can you keep your toys safe for longer? We want our toys to be as convenient as possible, but we also want them to last as long as possible, while avoiding infection at the same time. So, what should you do? To start with the obvious ones, use water-based lube only, not silicone-based lube, oil-based lube, or as we now know, saliva. Clean the toy as soon as possible after each use. This includes breaks between uses. Obviously, the sooner the better, but waiting hours is too long. Dry them well and leave as little water in there as possible. Personally, I recommend buying a dedicated drying stick for this, like the reusable KYO Onahole drying stick, which I'll link to in the show notes. It's designed to get all the way in there and the walls of the toy hug it nicely. It's a little more effective for onaholes than for fleshlights, but you can still move it around to effectively dry your fleshlight as well. Next, I recommend getting a UV warmer like the KYO Steri Warmer. This will not only help your toy feel more pleasurable and lifelike, but the UV light helps to kill bacteria as well. Not only does it heat things up quicker than other similar heaters, but it does so at an optimal temperature as to not damage the toy. And of course, the bacteria-killing benefits are a huge bonus as well. If you own a fleshlight or an onahole already, it's worth buying one of these to keep it safe. Just a quick note, if you buy one through one of the affiliate links I include in the show notes, you'll get a free onahole with your purchase. Finally, if you really want to clean your onahole or fleshlight as thoroughly as possible, I recommend picking up the KYO Onahole Shower. The unique design of it sends streams of water out in multiple directions, allowing you to fully rinse all sides of the tunnel, including any semen that may be stuck to the walls or the top of it. This is especially important with larger toys, as the force of your sink alone may not be enough to really get all the way in there, especially at the back. Remember, proper care not only ensures that your toys last as long as possible, it also prevents nasty infections. In conclusion, although it would be very convenient, saliva unfortunately can't be used as a lubricant for fleshlights or onaholes. Due to the heavy bacteria content in saliva and the porous nature of the material, saliva leads to greater bacteria growth, which can ultimately lead to a urinary tract infection. These aren't pleasant, and you'll obviously want to avoid them. If you have any other questions about fleshlights or onaholes, let me know. And remember, you can get a free onahole by clicking any of the affiliate links mentioned in the show notes. You can't get this deal by visiting the sites on their own. It's a deal they are offering for my audience specifically. Have fun and stay safe.